This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu yesterday. The PM laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedication of completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population, thereby improving the local economy.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways, and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
The PM flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains, and 1 passenger train. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the PM said the government is working day and night for the development of the state. The piped natural gas connection project in Nilgiris and Erode districts of Tamil Nadu will give an eco-friendly positive environment, which will be equal to planting 4 crore trees in 8 years. Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the PM referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying that it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. Earlier in the day, PM Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala. He also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Dhivara Sabha in Kochi yesterday. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, she said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through Strait of Hormuz. She also informed that domestic LPG production has increased by about 25% and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers. Ms. Sharma stated that the delivery of domestic supply of LPG takes around 2.5 days and called upon people not to go for panic booking, assuring that supplies remain adequate. The Joint Secretary said that country's gas companies have procured LNG cargoes from new sources. 2 LNG cargoes are on their way to India. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the government remains committed to the welfare of Indian nationals who reside in GCC and West Asian countries. The Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote yesterday. Replying to the discussion in the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said it is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition. Earlier participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP said the opposition brought their resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. After rejection of the resolution, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. today. A man was arrested after an incident of firing was reported at a function attended in Jammu by National Conference President Farooq Abdullah and Jammu and Kashmir Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary last night. The police informed that the firing incident occurred during a function held at a marriage venue in the city. Authorities said that a man suspected of opening fire was promptly taken into custody and further investigation into the matter is underway. Deputy CM Chaudhary confirmed that all leaders present at the event were safe following the incident. However, he raised concerns over the security arrangements at the venue and termed it a serious lapse. More details are awaited. Rabindra Narayan Ravi will take oath as the new governor of West Bengal at a ceremony in the Lok Bhavan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.